Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Dividend Den here at Integrity Viking Funds. Joining us today, this is episode 3 of the Integrity Viking Funds podcast, and joining us is Brock Teets. He's a portfolio specialist on our Integrity Dividend Harvest Fund strategy. Brock, welcome.
Thanks, John. Good to be back here in the Dividend Den.
So, Brock, today I believe we're going to take a deeper dive into the mindset of the dividend investor, and I guess for as long as I've known you, you've been very passionate about dividends and income through equities. So maybe to start, you know, where did that passion come from, Brock?
Yeah, interestingly enough, that passion started when I was on vacation many, many years ago. I'm not going to say how many years ago, John, but a long time ago.
Okay.
I was on vacation with my wife, and I was sitting at the pool and next to this couple, and you know, we started chatting, and this couple is newly retired, and I thought that was interesting because they were relatively young, somewhere in their 40s, maybe early 50s, and this guy was talking about how he became retired, and he said, basically, I live off of my monthly dividend paycheck, and I was fascinated by that. You know, at that time, I was, you know, pretty young within the business, and focused on, you know, growth and a certain number someday. Mm-hmm. But that's not how this gentleman, you know, saw the investing world. His grandpa, he told me his grandpa started with $1,000, bought him $1,000 of Exxon stock when he was really young. And he started noticing that his money market column kept going up. His income column kept going up. And he was like, well, how is that possible? Well, Exxon paid a very good dividend. And so that's what got this guy started. And he said he just, they were avid savers, and they bought dividend-paying stocks, and that's all they bought, dividend-paying stocks. And
so an IRA, 401k?
He actually, interesting enough, John, he did not even have a 401k, okay. Or his wife. And I asked, you know, he said that they wanted, their goal was to retire early. He saw this pathway through dividend investing, and he put together a portfolio of, you know, solid dividend-paying names, companies that were raising their dividend, and really focused on income replacement. He knew that, hey, I've got to replace my income to be able to retire, because as we know, retirement runs on income. And so he was able to do that at a very young age. Obviously, he was an avid saver. Obviously, he was someone that stayed in the market long term, and you know, just accumulated shares, and now is living the good life. You know, he's in the distribution period and just living off the dividends, not selling shares, not, you know, taking away from his principal, simply sitting back, enjoying retirement, living off dividends. And this hit me hard. You know, mm-hmm. I thought a lot about this, and I thought, wow, what a perfect way to retire. And obviously everyone's goal someday is to do that. That's why they invest. They put money away for that time. And so that's what got me going into, got me started in dividend investing.
Great. And that's 20 years ago or so. You didn't mention a time frame, but I'm just kind of putting the numbers together.
Right.
So let's talk about since then. You know, what more have you learned? You mentioned a term, income replacement. Maybe just expand upon what that means, and maybe what you've learned, you know, since that day at the pool to now. You know, where have you grown as far as your knowledge and dividends, and some of your comments on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, so, you know, a dividend investor, they look at their portfolio on what it can deliver in terms of income, not value. Obviously, they love to see their value go up, you know, but they're really focused on, like you said, income replacement. They realize that someday when they stop working, they're stopping to get a paycheck. They need to create that paycheck. So when a dividend investor invests, let's say $10,000 in a 4% yielding stock or mutual fund or ETF, whatever it is, they are thinking, I've just replaced my income by $400. I've just taken care of my wife's cell phone bill or whatever
right,
it is,
right.
You know, with that $400. And they're also looking towards the future. Maybe it's a company that has raised its dividend or has a history of raising its dividend. That $400 10 years from now might be, you know, $600. For example, mm-hmm. if you invested in Johnson & Johnson stock back in 2000, it paid you 62 cents a share. 2019, it paid you $3.75 a share. That's 6 times more the income within a 20-year period. That's how a dividend investor looks at income replacement. So they build those shares, they accumulate shares through purchase, reinvestment, compounding of dividends, and then eventually they reach their income goal down the road, where now they've replaced their income that they got through work, and now they can sit back and retire.
Very good. Some impressive numbers there. You mentioned a name, Johnson & Johnson. Maybe talk about, in down markets, some of those names and that you're giving examples of are historically pretty good. They survive pretty well when volatile times hit us. So maybe comment on that.
Well, the nice thing about the dividend investor mindset is they're not as rattled in down markets because they're such hyper-focused on income. Those shares that they purchase are everything. Those are their income. I mean, those are their income producers. And so a lot of these companies that dividend investors are investing in, high quality, sustainable businesses, cash generation, they're able to weather the storm in down markets. Obviously, their value in down markets will take a dip, but a lot of these companies will continue to raise their dividend through these difficult times, through these recessions. So there's peace of mind with dividend investing. They sleep well at night because what they're looking at is share balance, build those shares, what those shares can pay them. And they can weather market storms. And a lot of these companies do weather the storm extremely well. They have a history of doing it. But like I said, with J&J, it paid you 62 cents in 2000, it paid you 375 in 2019. And that's just one example. So focus on high quality. They're history buffs, I like to say, because they look at the history of those dividend raises. But dividend investors also, I think they're such great planners. They look ahead. They know it's a long road.
Excellent thoughts, and thank you, Brock, again for giving us a look inside the mind of the dividend investor. Any final thoughts for our listeners today?
Yeah, just one final thought. Dividend income is like eating apples off a tree. The best time to plant that tree was 20 years ago. The next best time is today. Stay the course. Share build, dividend investing.
Great. And thank you again for joining us, Brock. And thank you all for listening. For more information, you can visit us at www.integrityvikingfunds.com. The information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended as financial advice or recommendations. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Dividends are not guaranteed. A company may discontinue their dividend or change their dividend policy at any time. Past performance is not indicative of future results.